Well, let's talk also about the fact that the Trump administration has cut funding to the LGBTQI plus youth service of the line. That is set to go away on Thursday, July 17th. Once that option goes away, what kind of specialized mental health support will still exist for LGBTQI plus young people?
I think the silver lining is, you know, pre-988, the Trevor Project has existed and will continue to exist. And they, you know, have funding from other sources as well. That will remain an option.
Right. And for anyone who doesn't know, the Trevor Project was one of the groups providing 24/7 support for 988's LGBTQI plus callers. They handled about half of the contacts from this group of people. So zooming back out, just as we close, what message do you think it sends that 988 does exist? What does it do?
Yeah, no, I think it does a few things. I mean, one, I think it normalizes the fact that humans experience feelings of crisis and suicidality, and that, you know, the federal government supports this lifeline or the safety net